Okay, let's get this question of Sifa Wafa, because it was regarding itikaf. What's the best itikaf for a sister, Sheikh? Is it to go to a mosque, for example, the haram, or like we always speak about doing it in the house?
Akhil Habib, my beloved brother Jamil, there is no itikaf at home. There is a false statement that some people, it is cultural by the way, think that itikaf for women is at home. That's not true. One of the conditions of itikaf is to be offered in a masjid. In a masjid? No, a masjid where Salatul Jumu'ah or the Friday prayer is offered. That's a masjid, not a small musalla or a place at work or at home where people have designated for the prayer. No, a masjid, a real masjid. That is applicable for a man or a woman. And it is recorded that the wives of the Prophet ﷺ too, they used to do i'tikaf in the masjid. And they did that during his life. And they did that after the Prophet ﷺ passed away. But as far as your other question, which is very much related to that, that whenever we say the Prophet ﷺ said to one of his companions, a lady who came to tell him, Ya Rasulullah, I love and I enjoy praying behind you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ ذَلِكَ. I knew that. Yet, your prayer at home is superior and much better to praying with me in my masjid. We all know that one single prayer in the prophetic masjid is 1,000 times better than the same prayer offered anywhere else, or better than 1,000 prayer offered anywhere else. Okay. But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this woman that whenever you pray at home, this prayer at home is superior for you than to praying with me in the masjid. To praying behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his masjid. This is a sound hadith as an indication that it is highly recommended for a woman to conceal herself, to stay at home, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ and settle at your homes. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. Do you understand from that it is not permissible for a woman to pray in the masjid? Never at all. It didn't say that. There is a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said in it, لَا تَمْنَعُ إِمَاءَ اللَّهِ الْمَسَاجِدِ. If a woman wants to go to attend the prayer in the masjid, no one should stop her. This is a hadith. That's a sound hadith as well. And the wives of the Prophet ﷺ and the wives of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ used to attend the prayer in the masjid in jama'ah. Not only that, the Prophet ﷺ appointed a door, one of the doors of the masjid, and said, this is a door of the ladies. So men should not enter or exit from this entry or this exit, indicating that it was common. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to arrange the rows of the followers as follows. The first men, then the youngsters, then women. And there is a hadith with regards to the superiority of the first row concerning men and the superiority of the last row concerning women. So encourage women to stay away as much as they could from men, even in the masjid, even in the prayer, in the congregational prayer. When does it become recommended for a woman to attend the prayer in the masjid? Whenever there is a halqa or a dars, and that will encourage you to learn. In this case, you go and you attend and also you pray, and you will earn the thawab of praying in jama'ah as well. Some sisters said that if I pray taraweeh at home, I feel lazy, I feel tired and exhausted, and sometimes I don't get to finish it. In addition to, I don't know how to recite Quran. And all the sisters in the West like to join the Taraweeh prayer in the Islamic centers because there is a halqa, there is ta'leem, there is a congregational iftar, then it becomes recommended. So the ruling is not general and it's not absolute. If there is a great qari, great reciter, a great imam whose voice and his recitation would make you acquire tranquility and khushu, can I go? Absolutely. Your husband allows you to go and you are going to a secure place and the road is secure and you're going wearing the proper hijab, you're not wearing any perfume. I am emphasizing that if you ever go to the masjid or leave home, you should never wear perfume or fragrance or wear any adornment or anything that would attract men who are not your mahram to look at you. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned women against that. And he said, if a woman ever does that, she should return home and wash herself and wash off this perfume or the fragrance. And you're going to comply with the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should also consider that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never happy nor pleased with a woman who disobeys him or disobeys the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jazakallah khair, Shaykh.